Today will be Ezra Hashem begin Masechet Sukkah. This Masechet discusses all the laws of the Yom Tov Sukkahs. The first two parakim deal with the Sukkah itself, and chapters 3 and 4 deal primarily with the laws of the Arba Minim, the four species of Estrig, Lulav, Hadas, and Aravas. Chapter 5 primarily discusses Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, the celebration of drawing water for the Avodah of Nisach HaMayim in the Beis HaMikdash, as well as other laws regarding the Karbonis brought on Sukkahs. This daf begins with a discussion of some of the specifications and dimensions of the sukkah. How tall a sukkah may be? What is the maximum height? How many walls must a sukkah have? The ratio of sunlight to shade. Some of the key terms and concepts we learned about include tefach, a hand breadth, amma, a measurement of 5 or 6 tefachim, mavoi. In Talmudic times, an alleyway connected several courtyards, each of which had several homes. Midiraisa, it is a rishus hayachid, and one would be allowed to carry there, but since it resembles a Rishas HaRabim as it serves the many, the Chum forbade carrying there without the correction of a lechi, a pole at one of its outer edges, or a kaira, a beam across the top of two outer edges. Schach, the covering of a sukkah. Loi sholt ba'ena. The schach of the sukkah that is too tall is not easily perceived by the eye, and is considered as if it has no schach. Diris kava, a permanent dwelling like one's home. Diris aroi, a temporary dwelling. During Sukkot, a person lives in a temporary dwelling instead of his home. Kedei reishe v'rubay v'shulchanei, large enough to hold his head, the majority of his body, and his table. They used to eat their meals in a reclining position, and they needed a sukkah large enough to accommodate this type of eating. Kedei reishe v'rubay v'shulchanei is 7 tefachim.